Hello, and welcome back to SaaS Stories and Sarcasm. We're your hosts, Brian and Mary, and this is episode 220.
And it's our last episode of 2022. So let's see, this weekend we continued our tradition and made gingerbread houses. I first got a beach house gingerbread kit. Well, it turned out to be a sugar cookie house kit from Target, and I would not recommend. Do not make a sugar cookie house, at least from the kits from Target, because basically
they fall apart.
It crumbled and it was not usable. So luckily, yeah, it was
pretty awkward. Like, we both opened our kits at the very beginning. And like, the first thing you did,
the cookies just fall apart.
It fell apart in your hand. It's like a sandcastle or something.
It literally was. And then, so I tried to glue the walls back together with frosting, and that didn't work. And I tried to set up the house like four times, and it just kept falling because the cookies were all broken.
Yeah, and it was pretty awkward because mine was like sturdy, you know, gingerbread, right? Yeah. And that's like very hard to break apart. So mine's going up for the first time in like years. Mine is ahead of pace, and then Mary, you're like, you're trying to put it together. It's looking good, and then all it falls back down.
It was
and
very frustrating.
And then like a couple of minutes later, you bring it back to where it was, and you're making progress, and then it crumbles down to the ground again. I'm like, oh gosh, it looked like one of those like controlled demolitions.
Yeah, I mean, the more the cookies fell, the more they broke apart, and so yeah,
so each time it just by the end like, you just had dust.
Yeah, it was not good. Luckily, we live like a block away from Target, so I walked over and got the same kit that Brian got, just the basic gingerbread house. I was like, I'm not going to take any chances with anything fancy like I normally try this year. This time I'm just going to try to just get the house up. And I did. And it was fun after that, but it was a little stressful, and the house literally broke the second I opened up the box. But I did talk to, and on the back of the box, it said you could get your money back. And so I did talk to Target customer service, and I got my money back. So that was okay. Also this weekend, we went to two craft fairs. I went to the Renegade Craft Fair at Magnuson Park, and then another smaller craft fair in Ballard, and didn't buy anything at either of them, but it was very interesting to see all of the different vendors and all like the handmade things. You know, that was really fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed looking at, you know, I like handmade crafts. It's kind of cool the time that, you know, people put into building these things. They had, the only thing I really liked there was, it wasn't handmade. It was like these high-tech wallets.
Oh, yeah.
That you could basically have credit cards, you know, flip out like you just kind of like move a lever and it kind of pushes them all out, which has nothing to do with crafts really, but I thought it was pretty cool. And, you know, I saw some handmade pottery, which is kind of cool as well.
Yeah. Also this weekend, I continued making all the Christmas presents I'm making for people this year. I'm making presents for 14 different people, mostly family. So I have two more to finish, and then I'll be all done with my Christmas crafts. And I wrapped almost everything else. And also this weekend and this week, we've been watching Severance on Apple TV Plus.
Right.
They randomly gave me a 3-month free trial, so decided to get it.
Might as well use it.
It's actually so good. So if you don't know what it's about these people who have decided to undergo this operation to sever their brain. And so when they're at work, they don't remember anything about their personal life. And then when they leave work, they don't remember anything about their work life. And so you can imagine how that ensues. It's very weird. So they have no idea what they do for work. And then when they're at work, they have no idea if they have family or kids or anything about themselves. It's very interesting. We have two episodes left. Going to finish that tonight after the podcast. I would recommend.
Yeah. It's a quick little mini series. I think there's only 8 episodes. They're all under an hour each.
Yep.
So definitely doable. It's just on Apple TV Plus, which might be a little out of what, not the normal streaming service, but you probably can get a free trial if you're interested in it.
Yep. I think the only show I've ever watched on Apple TV Plus, because I don't usually, once I'd done with the free trial, I'm not going to pay for this unless they give me some more free trials. Cause there's some not really,
yeah, there's not, that it doesn't many have a wide range of, yeah, collection of shows or stuff right. like that.
Yep.
I agree.
So yeah. Anything else you want to talk about?
Well, it is currently the, you know, the 14th of December. I'm going to be going home in less than a week, which it's pretty exciting. And, actually, I'm just looking over at my calendar that you made for me. And I think, I don't know if this is a real day or not, but apparently it's National Jimmy John's Day. So
that's made up.
Okay. It's made up. Never mind. Never mind. Just another one of those random things that you throw in my calendar, Mary, just keeping me on my toes. Anyways, what I was going to actually say is I looked over, you know, like 2 days ago, I looked over at my advent calendar and I realized that I hadn't started eating it yet. So I basically had 12 little mini chocolates to catch up.
But the entire advent calendar is one serving of chocolate. So you yes, only had so, half a serving of chocolate.
Yeah. So it'd be like the chocolates are very small. It's basically like, you know, like yeah. two M&Ms worth of chocolate, but it's still fun. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm behind on my advent calendar. Usually I finish my chocolate too early. So I was being very mentally disciplined. And then I realized that I was too mentally disciplined and I didn't eat any chocolate when I was. When
I've been reminding you since the 1st of December.
I know. You know, I know.
And so you didn't it's start till the 12th. So you basically didn't listen to me for almost 2 weeks.
I know.
That's also I continue to remind you. I continue to remind you every, at least every few days to be like, did you start your advent calendar? But because I mean, normally you finish it by like November 15th.
Yeah. Yeah. If I buy it in November, it's going to be gone before December.
Yeah.
But yes, that was fun. You know, watching the World Cup, that's, you know, once every 4 years, that's been fun. Mm-hmm. And you know, all in all, I've had a pretty good December.
Yeah.
So yes.
So do you want to start off with the first topic?
Yeah. So I was just reading an article, and this is actually a very recent article about a Seattle-based company. They actually won the rights to salvage a shipwreck, which is worth basically a reported $10 million worth of gold on board. So that's, you know, that's a very, you know, you don't see articles like that. So this is very interesting. So you may not have heard about the shipwreck of the old SS Pacific.
I have not.
Which was, well, that would make sense because it was a steamship that sank off the Washington state coast 147 years ago. Mm-hmm. So yes, if you knew that, Mary, that'd be very impressive. So 273 people went down with the ship and when it collided with another ship after it left British Columbia while sailing towards San Francisco. And what's intriguing about this history lesson is basically if you can prove that you're related to one of the people on board, you can have a claim on some of the property or whatever was in the shipwreck. So
part of the $10 million in gold, it says.
Yes, yes, part of the $10 million.
So I mean, basically everyone needs to jump on Ancestry.com or whatever, yes. Not sponsored right now and see if you're related to one of these people. I don't know how do you find out who the people were? But jump on if ever the time to get on a genealogy website, this is the time, especially if you know your family's from Washington or I guess they're from, I don't know where the people are from, British Columbia or
the San Pacific Francisco. Northwest, yeah. Who knows? But anyway, so there was a bunch of wealthy gold miners aboard and it was reported about $10 million worth of gold was stored on the boat, which is now scattered into pieces on the seafloor, and a Seattle-based company called Rockfish Incorporated won exclusive rights to dive and salvage the ship.
Interesting.
But you know, you can still you know, file a claim, say, you know, my great great granddaddy was a gold miner or something like that, and you potentially could have a claim to a part, probably not all.
Yeah,
probably not most.
Maybe like $10.
Yeah, you might get, you know, one gold coin. Well, actually, that's probably too much still. That's probably worth a lot. But anyways, it's just interesting to know that, you know, there was gold, you know, there's a bunch of gold on the ocean floor near Seattle, which is kind of cool. So it's like a little shipwreck gold finding expedition.
Yeah.
Yes. So that was my cute, fun, exciting article that, you know, you really haven't I mean, this is a new one. When I first saw that headline, I'm like, oh my goodness, $10 million worth of gold just off the coast of Seattle in a shipwreck. If only you could, might have to bring out my scuba diving gear.
You were afraid to go snorkeling. So
yeah, that's true. And sharks actually like colder water. So I'm not swimming around up here. So yes, that's a big no-no. So, but that's my first article. The second news segment is, we're going to go over a little bit about the World Cup, and I'm just going to give you a little update on it and what's happened since the United States got knocked out and a little bit of the technology that's going on in this World Cup. So the United States got knocked out in the round of 16 when there's 16 teams left. And this is the, you know, the first elimination game where basically if you lose, you're out, not the group stage. They lost 3-1. And that went the dreams of all the North Americans, because Mexico had already been out and Canada got knocked out earlier. So we actually did well for a continent. The United States went the furthest, but yeah, we didn't get close to winning at all. Some notable games that occurred afterwards were in the round. So that was the notable game that happened in the round of 16. Then there's the quarterfinals where Croatia actually upset Brazil. Brazil was the favorite country to win the entire World Cup. But what Croatia was able to do was basically play defense the entire game, more or less. And their best shot at winning was to win in extra time in the penalty shootouts. I think it was pretty well documented that Brazil was basically the more skilled team. So their only hope was to kind of equalize it and just flip a coin at the penalty shootout of sorts. And that was their goal, except for Brazil actually scored a goal, and they're like panicked because they basically had to somehow find a way to tie the game when they're playing defense the entire game. And they actually, took one shot on goal that game, and they are able to score with that one shot. And that was what tied the game. And then they went into penalty kicks in extra time and basically won the game and knocked out Brazil, which was a huge upset. Yeah. Further games which were interesting was the story of Morocco, which was like, I think, the only African team to advance out of the group stage. And they basically advanced, upsetting everyone they played. They were the underdogs. So they upset Portugal, and then they upset Spain. And, these are big European teams, and they basically made it all the way to the semifinals, where they eventually got upset by France, who is now currently in the finals, and they are going to be playing against Argentina, who's also in the finals. So the final teams have been decided: Argentina against France. And I believe that is going to happen on Sunday. And then what's interesting about the World Cup is they actually have a third place team. It's not just the winner of the World Cup itself. They have, the teams that lost in the semifinals play against each other, and they'll play on Saturday. So that's interesting, because it's like gold, silver, bronze.
Yeah,
the top three. They don't have that in March Madness.
No,
if you're out, you're out. Even if you get,
we would have gotten silver medal twice if we Gonzaga.
I know. It's a little bit of a bummer, but that's just a different story. And then so that's where we are in the World Cup. So we will know who wins the whole thing by the end of the week, after this podcast. Some of the new technologies that's been incorporated into the World Cup, I figured I just might mention it. So if you see a video of someone charging a soccer ball, not just pumping air into it, you're not losing your mind. They actually have, these soccer balls are electronic. They have electronic sensors within the ball.
That's so cool.
And yeah. And it's so light, you can't feel the difference. Basically what it does is it tracks the ball's movement and positional, data in real time. This helps with, instantly telling you where the ball is, if the ball is out of bounds, if the ball completely passes the goal. There's the interesting thing about soccer is an out of bounds or a goal play or a goal call is when the ball completely passes the line. So it can be partially passing the line, like all of it has to pass the line. So the ball can be literally the base of the ball, right? And now stay with me. This can be very tricky for some people to understand, but
I mean, I think we're understanding it, Brian.
No. This is really important. Okay. So the base of the ball could be completely out of bounds.
Okay.
Like you can see it on the other side of the line. You can see grass in between the base of the ball and the line representing out of bounds.
But the other side of the ball is still on the, like on top of the line.
Yes. So. The since the ball's not just two dimensional, right? The base of the ball. The 3D sphere of the ball and the widest point of the sphere would technically be over the out of bounds line if it was to extend up, right? And there was actually a play where you see the ball visibly out of bounds and everyone's like, it's out of bounds, but it hadn't completely left the field. So a player kicked it back into the game, the field, and someone scored off that play. And people have been very upset about this. They're like, oh my gosh, look, I can see grass in between the ball and the line.
Can the ball track that out. Then?
And the sensors tracked it, and it would have given an indicator to the ref if it had, but since it never technically had, it's very accurate. The indicator never occurred.
Do the refs not have to worry about looking for that now? Because they get just like a beep in their ear, some sort of notification that the ball's out of bounds.
Yeah. So if refs don't see or unsure about the play, they will just let it play out, and then like within 5 seconds they'll hear like a beep and they will instantly know. So a lot, and this goes with the video VAR technologies, which is video assistant referee technologies. They're also live watching the game, and if an offside call has occurred and the sideline ref has not seen it, they will get an alert that they missed a call. And they will then raise their flag in the air and say penalty or basically offsides, and they will reset the play to where it's supposed to be occurring, which is, I think, is really cool. You know, less likely be able to blame the refs for the result of a game. The result is the game seems to be about 3 to 4 minutes longer than normal in each half, which honestly isn't, I'd trade that off for a better, perfectly reffed game. Some people don't like it, but this is, you know, the future of not just, you know, like soccer, but sports in general.
Oh yeah. We talked about this, I think, for baseball, everything. Yep.
Yes. Yes. But it's just another example of, you know, the ball now has sensors in it and there's, you know, cameras all over the field, and they'll be able to detect whenever a foul or, you know, a call needs to be made that wasn't made. And I think it's very fancy.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that World Cup update and the technology of the World Cup. Interested to see how technology changes sports even more over the next few years. I'm sure. I mean, I wonder if we someday get to a point where like umps and referees are not even like used anymore. It's just all computer based, which is would be kind of sad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe, or only robot, you know, like referees or whatever.
Upside is an app that partners with businesses to give you cash back on everyday purchases. After downloading the app, you'll see several nearby offers for gas stations and restaurants. Claim an offer, go to the gas station or restaurant, then upload your receipt to earn cash back to cash out to your bank account or pick a gift card. Go to sasstoriessarcasm.com/upside to get 15 cents per gallon cash back the first time you use Upside to get gas. Okay, so for our last segment of our last episode of the year, I thought I would do a 2022 quiz and give that to Brian based on things that happened this year in the world. Okay, so are you ready, Brian?
Let's do it, Mary.
Okay, who did Will Smith slap at the Oscars?
Ah, okay, so that is an easy peasy one. That is Chris Rock. Yes.
Okay, now name three of the top five Googled news events in the U.S.
Okay, let's see. Is it anything related to COVID?
No.
Okay. What about, oh my gosh. Oh my goodness, I'm blanking on it. Give me like 10 seconds to think about this. I need some time. Can you give me a hint? Or no?
No, I mean, there's no hints really. Like, you just have to name three of the five.
Okay. Let's see. What else happened in this year? The election. The election mm-hmm. happened.
Yep.
I have no idea.
Okay, I'll tell you.
March Madness, maybe? I don't know.
No, those are not the top Google things.
I don't
know. The top five Googled news events were the election,
okay.
Queen Elizabeth passing, Ukraine, right. Powerball numbers, and Hurricane Ian.
Oh, the Powerball numbers, of course.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, yes. Okay, so I got one out of the possible five.
Yep. How many medals did the U.S. win at the 2022 Winter Olympics?
Well, I have absolutely no idea, but I know it's around the 20s.
25.
Okay.
Finished fourth in the medal standings.
Oh, okay.
Now, what was the top Netflix TV show in the world?
Top Netflix TV show. I want to say... It's good these days. Maybe Squid Game. Although
that was last year.
Okay.
It was Stranger Things. And then okay. The number two most streamed show on Netflix was Manifest.
Okay. That makes sense. I remember Manifest fans like advocating for the show to keep it around. So that because it had such big numbers during COVID. And then
it wasn't even popular when it was on air, like on
the first time around.
Yeah, when it was actually on like a network
TV. That's funny. Only once it hit Netflix, people are like, yeah, this is pretty good.
That's what happened with The Office too, honestly.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Oh, it was not as pop. I mean, it was popular, but not as popular as it is now. While I was airing. I listened to a podcast about The Office. That's how I know that.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so Russia's invasion of neighboring Ukraine was one of the biggest news stories of 2022. In what month did the invasion begin?
So I actually know this. This happened early in the year, and it would be February or March, but it's basically February. Like, yeah, around that time. Yep.
Yep. Okay, Jeff Bezos went to space in July. Approximately how many minutes did he spend in space?
I know it was like the tiniest amount of time. He's just like, oh, I beat everyone to space. And then he ran back down. So I want to say like 10 minutes, under 30 minutes.
15 minutes. You were close.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Who won the World Series this year?
That would be the Houston Astros. Mm-hmm. The only team that was able to beat Seattle in the postseason.
Yeah. Which movie topped the domestic box office charts in 2022?
Popular movie. It was probably a Marvel movie, quite frankly. Is this a recent movie? Can you tell me if it happened recently?
I mean, it came out this year, obviously.
Yeah, but like, do you know what day it came out?
In the summer.
Okay, so it's a summer movie. I'm not sure. What is it?
Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, that's right. It wasn't good for them. Finally, a non-Marvel movie wins mm-hmm. something.
They did it.
Yes, but it's a sequel, so it's not an original.
On January 10th, a heart transplant from an animal to a human patient was done for the first time. Which animal was it?
Usually they transplant like pig organs into humans.
It was a pig,
Some random reason. I don't know.
Remember we talked about this on the podcast earlier.
Yes. Yep. I do remember that.
Okay. In June 2022, the consumer price index rose 9.1% compared with June 2021. This was the biggest 12-month increase in how many years? 30, 40, or 50?
I'll just say 40.
Yep.
Yes. That was a complete guess, by the way. So.
It wasn't a complete guess. It was multiple choice for that one. So
it was a complete guess out of those three options.
What was the most viewed YouTube video this year?
A viewed YouTube video. Okay. So it has to be.
Didn't have to be uploaded this year. It just had to be the most watched.
Oh, gosh, you know, I don't know. There's so many YouTube videos out there. Is it a song, maybe?
Yeah, it's Baby Shark.
Oh, no.
Parents just putting that video on repeat for their kids, I guess.
No, what awful parents do that? That's terrible. Oh, it's catchy. No. I guess it is. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth II died in September after a reign that lasted decades. How many years did she serve as the queen?
I think that was actually something I mentioned in the podcast, yep. Like in terms of fun facts, but I would have no idea. I would say like, let's see, maybe 70 years.
Yep. She had her like platinum party. I don't know what it was called. I think earlier this year or late last year.
Mm-hmm. And was it 70? Like actually? Yep.
Yes. Oh, the longest serving monarch in the UK.
Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised there are longer serving monarchs, like serving for 70 years. Like you have to live a long time because you're not just like given it at birth. Yep. Always.
I mean, well, you don't start off reigning from birth usually.
Yeah. Usually the male patriarch has to die
right.
for you to succeed him. And that doesn't usually happen when you're born.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. Who bought Twitter this year and for how much money?
That would be Elon Musk. And I want to say $16 billion.
$44 billion.
Or 45. Okay. It was some billion. I don't know why I guess 16, but
quite a bit more.
Yeah, that might just be about how his net worth dropped or something.
Three times as much basically is what you
yeah. Guess. Yeah. Okay. But yes.
Who won the Super Bowl?
Oh man, I don't watch football. Oh, the Rams.
Yep.
The Los Angeles Rams. Yes. They had Snoop Dogg in the halftime show.
That's the part that you remember.
I do remember that part.
Well, I don't remember that part.
Okay. It was just so bizarre.
What was the number one Google search this year in the US?
See, I actually know the answer to that. Now it's not a news story, but this is because I think I read that same article. It was Wordle. People are trying to play Wordle.
It was.
Yes. I'm so good. I'm so happy I got that right.
Pretty funny.
By the way, today's Wordle was extremely hard.
It was.
Let everyone know.
Okay, last question. There were quite a few shortages of things in 2022. Name two of the five top, or name two of the top five shortages that people Googled.
It would be graphics cards or
what?
Graphics cards?
No.
AMD cards. Okay, no. Okay. Nothing tech wise. Okay, interesting. So maybe gas shortage.
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. Breast milk shortage.
Close. Baby formula. Breast milk shortage.
That'd be bad.
There's not a breast milk shortage, Brian, unless like
I don't know.
Yikes.
A milk in general shortage.
Yeah, baby formula shortage. That was yeah, that'd be a very interesting shortage, something that have gone very wrong.
The human population would need to really be worried.
Yeah. Do you want to guess any other ones or want me to just tell you?
Oh, man, I'm so flustered that I just completely misspoke there. Okay, other shortages. Can you give me a hint? Was it like food related or is there any non-food related shortage?
There's the ones one food related one and the other two are not.
Okay. Let's see. What else is there not? There's a housing shortage.
No.
Okay, fine. Just let me know. What are the other ones?
Tampons.
Okay. I wouldn't
know. Adderall.
That. Okay.
And I did not know about this one. Sriracha.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. Did not know.
I didn't know. I don't use sriracha, but I do like Pico, which
That's
is very
not the
different.
Same thing at all.
There's a little bit of spice in there. I think they have a pepper in that.
Okay. I don't know about that. But yeah, that's all we have for this episode in this year. Tomorrow I have my work holiday party. And because the company's on the East Coast and I'm on the West Coast, the party's from 9 a.m. to noon. So that'll be fun to wake up, work for like an hour, have a Christmas party, holiday party.
That's so fun.
It's gonna be fun. Looking forward to it. And yeah, next time we'll probably start, we'll start up again the first or second week of January in the new year. So hope everyone has a good holidays and new year and everything.
Yeah, and I just want to reiterate, I definitely do know the difference between breast milk and formula milk.
That's what you're going to leave people with for the year.
And I want to wish everyone a happy holidays and, you know, have a great time.
Yeah, but you just wanted to make sure that it was clear that you knew the difference.
Yes.
That's your closing remarks.
That is my closing remarks for 2022.
All right. Okay. Bye.
Yep. Bye.